亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我们今天翻到马可福音的第四章。
And let's now turn to Mark chapter 4.
我们今天讲到的经文在第十节到二十节。
Today's passage will be from verses 10 to 20.
弟兄姊妹，翻到以后，我们请起立，我来诵读这一段上帝的话。
And if you turn to your Bible, please stand as we read.God's word.
这是上帝的话。
It's the word of the Lord.
第十节，无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他这比喻的意思。耶稣对他们说：“神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻，叫他们看是看见却不晓得，听是听见却不明白，恐怕他们回转过来就得赦免。又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？撒种之人所撒的就是道，那撒在路旁的就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来了，把撒在他心里的道夺去了。那撒在石头地上的就是人听了道，立刻欢喜领受，但在他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，以致为了道遭受了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。还有那撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，就不能结实。那撒在好地上的，就是人听到又领受，并且结实，有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。感谢主，弟兄姊妹，请坐。我们来低头祷告，献上我们的祷告。主啊，你的恩典丰丰富富，超过我们的所求所想。我们今天能够在你复活的日子来敬拜你、赞美你，都是你莫大的恩典。特别求你洁净我们的身心灵，也求你的圣灵在我们里面做工。特别是洁净孩子的口，洁净孩子的心。让孩子的心，让孩子的口所传讲的，都为单单荣耀你。使你的每一个儿女，也借着圣灵的工作，使你的道能够扎在我们的心里面。使我们的生命得以改变，结出更多属灵的果子来。将一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。奉救主耶稣基督的名。阿门。因为我们教会的这个在装修，所以呢我们没有任何地方，只有这一块地方，所以我们中英文在一起来敬拜神，来听神的话。所以我们这一个礼拜和下一个礼拜都是这样。主耶稣在地上公开侍奉的中心，就是传讲天国的福音，是他侍奉的中心。当天国的福音在加利利广泛的传播的时候，就有成千上万的会众来簇拥耶稣。
And when Jesus spread the message of the kingdom of God in Galilee, and all sorts of people came and flooded to him.
主耶稣用很多的比喻来教训教导天国的真理，其中最重要的比喻就是撒种的比喻。
Jesus spoke in many parables to teach of the kingdom of God, and one of the main parables is the parable of the sower.
马可福音的四章一到二十节记载了主耶稣撒种的比喻。
And in the Gospel of Mark, in verses 4, in chapter 4, 1 to 20, he writes out the parable of the sower.
圣经作者对这一个教训有着严谨的安排。
And the Gospel writer had a specific ordering for this.
1到9节是讲主耶稣撒种的比喻。
Verses 1 to 9, this is of Jesus' parable.
10到13节讲主耶稣讲到撒种比喻的目的。
And in verses 10 to 13, we see the purpose of the parable.
14节到20节是主耶稣对比喻的解释。
Now, verses 14 to 20 is the explanation of the parable.
主耶稣用非常浅显易懂的撒种的比喻来教训人们天国的真理。
And Jesus used this very understandable and easy worded parable to teach about the truth of the kingdom of God.
然而主耶稣的教导对人们来说却有着不同的反应。
And yet the teaching of Jesus would have different effects on different people.
上一次的讲道我们学习了主耶稣撒种比喻的前面两种。
And so last time we saw the two kinds, the first two kinds of people who hear the word of God.
一个就是种子撒在路旁的比喻。
The first was those the seeds that fell along the path.
代表着他们对神的道没有反应，没有回应。
These are those who have no response to God's word.
或者说没有信心，不相信，他们的心没有反应。
Or we can say there was no faith, that there was no change of heart.
第二种就是种子撒在土浅石头地的比喻。
And the second were those were the seeds who fell on rocky ground.
代表着他们对神的道、天国的福音的信心的浮浅。
And this showed us, this was an example of the shallowness of such faith.
这种信心是表面的、暂时的。
This faith was surface, was temporary.
他们对福音的信心是一时的冲动的心，没有根基。所以他们很快就离开了。
And so the understanding of the faith was spurred the moment, even the moment, and so soon they would depart from the faith.
今天我们要学习另外两种种子的情形。
And today we will look at the other two kinds of seeds.
同时我们还要学习主耶稣用比喻的目的。
And also we will seek to understand the purpose for why Jesus uses the parables.
首先我们来看主耶稣使用比喻的目的，或者说主耶稣为什么要使用比喻。
And so let us now first look at the purpose of parables, or why Jesus would use such parables.
主耶稣在讲完比喻后，在第九节特别强调说，有耳可听的就应当听。
And Jesus emphasizes this in verse 9 after his parable. He says, He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
接下来主耶稣在第十节有就没有人的时候跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问这个比喻的意思是什么。
So in verse 10 after the crowds have gone and those around him along with his 12 disciples came and asked them about this.
耶稣对他们说神国的奥秘只叫你们知道若是对外人讲凡事就用比喻。
And he said to them, To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything is in parables.
叫他们看是看见却不晓得，听是听见却不明白，恐怕他们回转过来就得赦免。
So that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven.
又对他们说，你们不明白这个比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？当耶稣和门徒单独相处的时候，耶稣的门徒问耶稣为什么要用撒种的比喻。
And so when Jesus was alone with his disciples, his disciples asked him, "Why did you use the parable of the sower?"
主耶稣说：“神国的奥秘只叫你们知道， 原文中奥秘的意思就是指神给他的儿女的特殊启示，是有关天国真理的智慧。
and when Jesus said that to them has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, the original language secret is used to mean a special revelation given to God's children concerning the kingdom of God.
而对那些外人来说，主耶稣特别是指那些法利赛人。
And now concerning the other, those outside, specifically the Pharisees,
他们即便是听了天国的真理，他们也不愿意相信。
And so that those outside, even if they were to hear of the truth of the kingdom of God, they would not believe.
主耶稣说，我用撒种的比喻来解释神国的奥秘，你们都听不明白的话，难道你们还能明白其他的比喻吗？
Jesus said, and now if I tell you if you do not understand the parable of the sowers,then how will you be able to understand any of the parables?
不是主耶稣对天国的福音没有讲清楚。
This was not because Jesus was unclear about the kingdom.
也不是主耶稣用比喻没有解释清楚。
And it was not that Jesus did not clearly explain the parables.
而是因为听的人听不明白，或者听的人根本就不想听。
And this is because those who heard do not understand, or those who heard didn't even want to hear.
主耶稣特别强调，用命令式的语气说：“有耳当听的就应当听。”
And so Jesus emphasizes this with the imperative mood: He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
那为什么听不明白呢？
So why do they not understand?
原因有两个方面。第一个，他们根本没有把主耶稣看为是弥赛亚，是天国的君王。
Two reasons that we will explore. The first is that they did not even accept Jesus as the Messiah, as the Lord of hosts.
因为他们不承认，也不相信耶稣有着至高的属天的权柄。
Because they would not believe or accept that Jesus would have such a high calling from heaven.
第二个就是听的人根本不想按着主耶稣的教导去听。
The second is that those who listen don't even want to obey.What is teaching would command them to.
主耶稣用他的命令，用他的权柄，命令我们要听，仔细的听，反省的听。
And Jesus in his authority then commands us to listen carefully to hear.
可是我们不愿意听，听不明白。
But we are unwilling to hear, we do not understand.
所以只有两点，就是不相信耶稣基督的权柄。没有谦卑的心，听从主的话语的心。
So there are only two things. One is that we do not believe that Jesus, believe in his authority, we are unwilling to humble ourselves.
所以主耶稣说，我用比喻给你们讲，你们都听不明白，怎么能够明白其他的一切的比喻呢？
So Jesus speaks in a parable, and then says, if you do not understand this parable, how then can you understand all the parables?
他们真的不明白吗？其实不是，是真的不想明白。
Is it that they do not understand? More, rather, it is they do not wish to understand.
所以这里面告诉我们一个两个重点，就是可听话的耳朵和顺服的心。
And so we see that two points that this teaches is one, ears that are willing to hear, and then also hearts.
可听话的耳朵，顺服的心，无论是属世的生活，还是属灵的生活，都非常重要。
And of course, for the ear and for the heart, whether the life is worldly or is heavenly minded, this is important.
在我们一生成长的过程中，上帝为了我们成长的益处，他在我们的生命中设立了不同的权柄和次序。
Over the course of our growing up, God has set many authority structures in our lives to help us flourish and grow.
比如家庭中，我们有在上的父母的权柄。
And in the family, in the household, we have the authority of the parents.
社会中有公司老板的权柄。
And in society, we have in companies the authority of the executive officers, the bosses.
在教会中。上帝借着牧师长老赐下属灵的权柄。
In the church got to give spiritual authority to pastors and elders.
上帝这些权柄教导我们要有一个谦卑顺服权柄的心。
And throughout all these authorities, structure in our lives, we see that God is teaching us to have a humble heart and a submissive heart.
这些都是为我们成长的益处的重要的设立的。
These are all important aspects to help us learn and to grow in our lives.
比如聆听父母的教诲，父母的教训。
For example, to listen obediently to the teaching of one's parents.
一般来说，父母都比我们有着丰富的人生阅历。
And generally speaking, our parents will have a more thorough life experience.
他们的建议都是我们应当尊重思考的。
And all their advice is something that we ought to carefully consider.
他们不会强迫你一定去听从。
And they will not force you to listen.
但是他们总是为着儿女的益处告诉你最好的建议。
But for the sake of their own children, they will give you the best advice.
但是因着我们的骄傲和悖逆，我们常常不把他们的话当回事。
But in our pride, in our rebellion, that we do not take seriously their advice.
就如我的孩子，有时候我也会告诉他们，建议他们去如何行。
And even with my own children, I will sometimes tell them how they ought to do something.
如果他们就是不愿意听，我怎么办呢？
If they are unwilling to hear, what can I do?
我只能让他们按照自己的方式去行。
And I can only then let them go their own way.
行不通，碰了钉子，他们就会回过头来。
And if things don't work out, and they face adversity, then they will return.
所以这种事非常多，我就不举例了。
And these things, there's a lot of these, so I will not give an example.
还有我们在外面工作，每个人的上面都有一个上司、老板的权柄。
And also, then another example, as we go out to the world, then of course all of us will have someone who is above us in authority.
有时候我们就是不愿意顺服在上掌权柄的人，总以为自己是正确的。
And sometimes we just do not submit to those above us because we know that our way is the right way.
我曾经就是这样的人。
And I was such a person.
上帝借此让我学习了很多的功课。
And through this, the Lord has taught me many lessons.
我之前举过我在日本读书的例子。
In the past, I have given my example of when I was studying in Japan.
就是我的指导教授借着让我数细胞计数，把我从中午折腾到傍晚。
And my mentor who wanted me to become better at counting the number of cells, he would pester me and annoy me from mid-noon all the way to late in the evening.
最后他直截了当地告诉我。
And in the end, he told me.
如果他说了，讲了，我没有做，那么是我的责任，不是他的责任。
He said, if I told you to do something and you didn't do it, and if I have said something then,And something doesn't work, that is your responsibility.
如果他说了讲了我做了之后如果是错误的，那么他将会承担一切的责任，跟我没有关系。
But he told me to do something and I did it, and then there were other issues, then he would take all the responsibility for the issues, and then I would have no worries or responsibility.
这个教训让我学习了如何去尊重顺服在上的掌权者。
Through this lesson, I learned how to respect those in authority over me.
其实我导师的原则是非常正确的，它适合一般的社会原则。
And of course, my mentor, his values, these are very understandable and natural in society.
其实圣经中上帝也是这样教导我们的。
And in the Bible, this is how God teaches us.
上帝要求我们每一个人都当尊重在上的掌权的权柄和神所定的次序。
And God has, God wishes for all of us to submit to the authorities that are above us and to respect the order of nature, of this world.
如果我们的上司他不是违背上帝真理的情况下，我们都应当尊重顺服在上的权柄。
And if those who are above us, what they command is not against God's will, then we ought to respect and obey whatever it is that they pass down.
在上帝的家中，教会中更是如此。
God's household, the church, even more so, this is the case.
有规有矩，按着次序而行。
Everything is being done in good order.
在撒种的比喻中，主耶稣反复的强调，命令我们要有耳当听的就应当听。
And in the parable of the sower, Jesus emphasizes, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
可见一个可以听的耳朵，谦卑顺服权柄的心是多么的重要。
So this goes to show how important a listening ear is in a humble, submissive heart.
特别是基督徒，这是我们一个蒙福的秘诀。
And especially for Christians, this is the secret to receiving great blessing.
就如主耶稣说，你们不明白这个比喻吗？我怎么你们怎么样能够明白一切的比喻呢？
Jesus said, do you not understand this parable? How can we understand all the parables?
我作为一个传道人，可以深刻的理解耶稣所讲的心情。
And as one who preaches God's word, I can relate to Jesus, to how Jesus felt when he said this.
上帝为着神的儿女的益处，在神的教会设立了属灵的权柄。
God for the sake of his children has set spiritual authority over his church.
可是很多的时候，我们没有一个正确的教会观，没有一个在上属灵权柄的概念。
But so often we don't have a right understanding of the church, and we don't have any regard of spiritual authority concept.
更没有一个敬畏尊重上帝在教会所设立的属灵权柄。
And then much less honor and reverence for the authority that God has ordained in his church.
有时候人们会说，神的话，主耶稣的话，圣经的话，我可以听。
Many times people will say, the word of the Lord, what God said, yeah, I will listen to that.
但是传道人、牧师、长老的话，我不一定要听。
But the words of pastors and elders, I don't always have to.
因为他们所讲的不一定都正确。
Because what they say, it isn't always right.
这句话听起来似乎很属灵。
And when we hear this, these words might sound spiritual.
其实是完全错误的观点。
But in actuality, it's completely wrong.
因为他们首先不明白，也没有看重上帝在教会设立属灵权柄的观念。
And this is because first of all, they do not see the importance God places in the authority, the spiritual authority he has set over the church.
主耶稣用比喻教导我们的目的，就是要教导我们有一个谦卑顺服的心。
And so Jesus is teaching in parables, one of his points is for us to have listening and humble hearts.
来听神的道，神的话是极其重要的。
To hear God's word and how important it is.
因为神的话，神的道，就是上帝所赐下的祝福，正是借着他在教会所设立的属灵权柄实施下来的。
Because this is the word of God is the authority that God has given to his church, which can be passed down.
在教会的实践生活中，很多的时候弟兄姊妹朋友们来找我来咨询。
In the life of the church, that a lot of brothers and sisters and friends have come to ask me things.
或寻求各样属灵的帮助。
Or to see after spiritual health.
我一般都会仔细地听他们的陈述，询问一些细节。
And usually I listen to them and ask about the specific details.
然后给他们进行分析，由浅到深。
And then give them a thorough analysis of it.
那么这一切的目标，我就是要把他们带到真理话语的面前。
And then the purpose of all this is to bring them before the word, before truth.
给出他们一个合乎圣经的属灵原则。
And then give them a principle that is true and in accordance with the Bible.
你们认为他们会采纳吗？
Do you think they will accept it?
我可以诚实地告诉你们，多数情况下，他们都不愿意采纳你的建议。
And frankly speaking, more often than not, they will not accept this advice.
多年的教会生活经历告诉我。
And years of experience and life in the church.
多数情况下，弟兄姊妹，他来寻求你的时候，他们事先已经有了一个自己认为的主意。
That in my experience, when brothers and sisters come to you and ask about something, they actually already have their own thoughts.
或一个既定的方案。
Or they already have a way plan.
他只是想得到你的认可、验证、许可和批准。
And all they want is your approval and then your rubber stamp.
而不是存着谦卑的心来寻求上帝的心意和带领。上帝在教会呼召圣职，并赐给他们属灵的权柄。教会的牧师长老，他们的确有着上帝而来的属灵的权柄。
And pastors and elders, they do indeed have the authority that comes from God.
上帝也赐给他们属灵的看见。
And God has given them spiritual sight. And spiritual sight.
然而，我们往往不愿意有一个谦卑顺服的心和尊重上帝所设立的属灵权柄。
That so often we do not have a humble heart willing to listen to the authority set by God.
说到最后，他们往往仍旧是听不进去。
At the end of the day, these are people that simply cannot take in these words.
我只能说，我该讲的都讲清楚了。至于听不听，是你自己的选择。
And I can only say, what I have said, I have laid out clearly. Whether you listen or not, that is your responsibility.
就如同耶稣说，有耳当听的就当听。
And this is as Jesus says.He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
其实这些弟兄姊妹无论抱着什么样的心态来寻求
and regardless of what attitude they come to ask of Jesus,
我要称赞他们的至少有一件事情他们做的是很正确的。
There is at least one thing that I want to commend that they did well.
因为他们仍旧存着敬畏上帝的心来寻求传道人属灵的帮助。
And that's because of their heart willing of their faithful seeking. They are at least willing to listen and to seek the advice of the pastor.
然而，有些弟兄姊妹可能根本都不来寻求你的属灵帮助。
And perhaps there are some brothers that wouldn't even come to ask for spiritual help.
遇到属灵的困难，自己就按着自己的意愿去执行完成了。
Whenever there's a spiritual challenge or problem, they will simply go their own way and then fix things their own way.
这里我想给弟兄姊妹举两个我的属灵的牧者他们的实践的原则。
And so too, I would like to provide two principles that my spiritual mentors teach.
第一个就是赵丽师母所说的。
The first is what Sister Sally says.
他说，因为是胡牧师讲的，所以我要听。
The first is he says, since Pastor Hu said it, then I will obey.
即便是牧师讲错了，但是我愿意尊重顺服上帝在教会所设立的权柄。
And even if Pastor Hu were to make a mistake, I still listen because he is an authority in this church.
我听了顺服上帝所设立的属灵权柄。
And if I hear, then I am obedient to the authority that God has placed.
为此，上帝会祝福我们。
So then, of course, then God will bless us.
但是，如果是牧师错了，那么牧师要在上帝的面前承担责任。
And if the pastor is wrong, then he must bear the responsibility before God.
而不是我的责任。
But it is not my
responsibility. 第二个就是贾牧师在劝勉弟兄姊妹所说的话。
Another is Pastor Chia and his speech to his congregation.
他说，因为我是牧师，有来自上帝的权柄，我讲的话你就要听。
Because I'm a pastor, my authority comes from God, and what I say, you must listen.
你听了就蒙上帝的祝福。如果是我讲错了，上帝责问的是我，不是你。我想这是我们每一个人应当牢记的教会生活属灵原则。因此基督徒只要愿意顺服在上帝设立的教会属灵权柄之下，敬畏上帝在教会的权柄，存谦卑的心，有耳当听的就当听，那么你一定会得到上帝的喜悦和祝福。下面我们接着来看另外两种土壤。首先我们来看耶稣讲的第三种种子的比喻。在圣经的七节、十八节、十九节这样说，有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，就不结实。还有那撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和各样和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，就不能结实。
Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful.
主耶稣撒种的比喻的第三种情形就是种子落到了荆棘里。
The third type of seed are those that fall among thorns.
荆棘就是野生的灌木植物。生命力很强，长得很快很大，把种子挤住了就不能结实。主耶稣解释这个比喻是指那些听了神的道，天国福音的人，因为他们心里已经被其他的东西给占据了。
So this refers to those who hear the word of the kingdom of God, but that their hearts are already occupied by other things that squeeze out the word.
就是被世界的东西，属撒旦的各样的私欲占据了他们的心。
And so their hearts have already been occupied and colonized by the things of this world and by Satan's devices for earthly desires.
因此心里没有留下给神的道的空间。
So there is no space left in the heart for God's word.
所以撒下去的种子被挤住了。
And so the seed that was sown, it has been choked out, it's been squeezed out.
没有种子生存的空间。
There's no room for the seed to grow.
所以我们的人心里长满了，充满了各样世界的荆棘。
So our hearts are full of concern for the world, for the world's riches and other things.
这些荆棘可能是钱财。
So these thorns might refer to wealth.
物质，各样的私欲。
Or to material things, material desires.
地位、名誉，或者我们的工作。
Or status, position, prestige, fame, or perhaps our jobs.
其实这是两个世界的征战。
And really, this is the war of these two worlds.
属撒旦的、属世界的，最终占据了我们的心。
And that which belongs to Satan and the world, that has occupied our hearts.
我们就不愿意把心中的宝座让给主耶稣。让主耶稣来掌管。 所以在英文中讲到这个荆棘，是讲到说有很多的那个 throne 宝座在我们心里面。
And so in the English it speaks of thrones, of the many thrones that are in our hearts.
我们充满了世界的东西，没有办法给天国的道真理让位子。
We are filled with things of this world, so that we are unwilling to give up space for the kingdom of God.
所以神的道，天国的福音，仍旧不能成为我们生命中最好的东西和满足。
And so the gospel, the kingdom of God, this will not be able to satisfy us.
当我们的心被世界的荆棘所占据，
And as our hearts have been occupied by the thorns of this world,
我们就不可能全然的跟随主耶稣。
And that we cannot wholeheartedly follow after Jesus.
以前我举过一个例子。
And I've given this example in the past.
就是多年前朋友介绍我认识一个人，要拉我跟他们一起做生意。
Years ago, some friends have pulled me aside and wanted me to do business with a certain person.
那时我告诉他们，我以后可能会全世界出来侍奉。
And then I told them it is likely that I might be a full-time minister.
然后他们就反复地劝我。
And so often they kept telling me.
有一位说，我也有上帝的呼召，就是我要赚取很多的钱，将来再来出来侍奉。这样也不需要教会的供养，多好的侍奉啊。后来我直接告诉他，上帝不会呼召你出来侍奉。
God will not call you to come out and serve.
我们深知道我们人性的诡诈。
We also know of the deceitfulness, the cunning of our hearts.
不仅诡诈，我们还会打着神的招牌为自己开脱辩护。
And not only are we cunning, but we will claim all of this to be under the Lord.
主耶稣在马太福音六章二十四节说。
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 24.
他说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门，马门就是财力的意思。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon, of course, is money.
主耶稣呼召我们是对我们全然的呼召。
Jesus calls us, this is a full-hearted call.
他要求我们每一个跟随他的人都是全然的跟随。
And when he calls us to follow him, he expects us to fully follow him.
我们不可能又贪恋这个世界，又要跟随耶稣做门徒。
And we cannot go flirt with this world and also follow after Christ.
基督徒的人生就是小要理问答的第一问所总结的。
And the purpose of human life is already summarized in the first question.
我们人生的首要目的就是荣耀神，以神为乐，直到永远。
Chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
基督徒的人生就是以上帝为中心，以荣耀上帝为终极目标的人生。
A Christian's life is one that is centered on glorifying God and making God the center of everything.
换句话说，就是基督徒的人生一切都是以上帝为首为中心的生活。
Another way to put it is in Christian's life, the God-centered life.
它包括我们的工作、生活、婚姻、家庭和教育。
This applies to our work, our lives, our marriages, our families, and our church, everything.
都是以上帝为中心，由上帝掌管做主，而不是我们自己。
And all these things, God is at the center, and He is the one who is Lord, not us.
接下来我们看主耶稣撒种比喻的第四种情形。
And now we look at the fourth kind of seed in the parable.
就是在第八节第二十节所讲的。
And this is told us in verses 8 and 20.
又有落在好土里的，就发生长大，结实有三十倍、六十倍、有一百倍的。
Another seed.Fell into good soil, produced grain, growing up, increasing, and yielding 30-fold, and 60-fold, and 100-fold.
那撒在好地的， 就是人听到又领受并且结实，有三十倍、六十倍、有一百倍的。
But those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
在撒种的比喻里，主耶稣清楚告诉我们，只有一种情形是上帝所喜悦的。
And the parable of the sower, God tells us there is only one scenario which is pleasing to God.
就是种子落到了好土里面。
And that is the seeds that fall into good soil.
先给大家举一个例子来理解这个比喻。有一年临近冬天的时候，我们家的地里长了一个雪里红的苗。因为只有一棵苗，所以就没有去管它。到了第二年的春天，它就开始生长。后来跟长得一棵树苗一样高。接着就是开花之后结了很多的籽荚出来。
And then afterwards, that it flowered and it produced much seed.
每一个籽荚里都有十几个种子。
And each pod was at least ten seeds.
那时候我首先想到的一件事就是主耶稣所讲的比喻。
And then the first thing that came to mind was the parable of the sower.
有落在好土里的就生发长大，结实三十倍、六十倍、有一百倍的。
Those that found good soil produced grain, growing up, increasing yield 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
的确，到了收获的时候，结了许许多多的籽荚，每一个籽荚都有十几粒的种子。
And then, so when it was time to harvest, there were so many pods, and as turned out, each had at least 10 and so many seeds.
一粒种子落到了好土里，就发苗生长、开花结果，收获种子。
And then the seed that falls into good soil produces grain, growing up, increasing, and yielding so many seeds.
就如主耶稣说的，结实三十倍、六十倍、有一百倍的。
Or as Jesus said, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
收获的时候，我当时大大的惊讶主耶稣的比喻。
And as I was harvesting, I was amazed at Jesus' parable.
一个种子落到了地里，竟然结出这么多的籽粒来。
One seed that fell into soil was able to produce this much seed.
收获的不仅是百倍，而是千倍以上。
And the yield was not merely a hundredfold, it was a thousandfold at least.
主耶稣用比喻，不是要给我们启发，教导我们一个农作物生长的知识。
Jesus' parable is not to give us a farmer's kind of knowledge.
主耶稣用我们日常生活的印象来作为撒种的比喻，是要让我们解释，向我们解释启示一个天国的真理和天国属灵的原则。
Jesus, in using this common thing that we can relate to, the purpose of this is to point us to the deeper truth of the kingdom of God.
就是主耶稣将神的道、天国的真理像种子一样撒出去、传讲出去的时候。
But instead, this is about Jesus's preaching and how the word is like the seed that is cast.
就如一粒好种子落到了好土里面。
And it is like the seed that is sown on good soil.
好土就是听到人的心。
And the good soil is the heart of those who listen.
已经预备好了，对神的道有着灵敏的反应和回应。
These hearts are already prepared to respond to and listen to God's word.
神的道就在他的心里生长、长大、开花、结实。
And the word that bears fruit in that heart that continues to grow and yield its grain.
这个结实就是主耶稣新的生命在我们里面所结的各样属灵的果子。
And this growth is a Christian life that continues to bear fruit.
就如加勒太书五章二十二到二十三节告诉我们。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、 良善、信实、温柔、节制。圣灵的果子就是基督生命的道。圣灵的大能在基督徒生命中的彰显。
This is the manifestation of the great power of the Spirit in the Christian's life.
耶稣在约翰福音十二章二十四节说
Jesus told us in John 12:24,
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone.
每一个基督徒跟从主耶稣的人必须与耶稣基督同死同复活。
Every Christian that follows after Christ will have to, like Christ, die and be raised up.
才能真正成为新生命的好土和好种子。
In order that they might be good, the new lives, good soil and good seed.
我们来看看上帝是如何播撒他的种子在中国的土地上。1900年在中国的土地上，接近200位外国宣教士被义和团所杀。
In the year 1900, 200 foreign missionaries were killed during the Boxer's Rebellion.
他们是主的道所播撒的种子，是好种子，是血的种子。33岁的这个 Carl Landberg， 他是从瑞典到中国的宣教士牧师。是其中的寻道者之一。他在寻道之前的遗言是这样说的，倘若我们无法逃脱，请转告我的朋友们，我们是为主和中国而活，为主和中国而死。虽然地上的通路是截断的，而通往主的道路是敞开的。因此别让你们心里忧愁，到了时候我们在此播撒的种子一定会结实收成。若是主的旨意，我们甘愿为主寻道，就让他们来夺取我们的性命吧。还有来自美国俄亥俄州在中国寻道的宣教士 Howard 牧师寻道时说，寻道者的血是教会的种子，如果死亡是我侍奉主最好的途径，那么我已经预备好迎接死亡。1800年8月30号，来自英国的艾玛姊妹，她在寻道前说，
Before her murder, she said,
我知道经历这场灾难以后，中国不再会一样，教会的根基是用血铺成的。目前我还不晓得有多少传教士或本地的信徒殉难。
I do not know how many missionaries have come before.
唯一的答案，神统管万有。
But what I do know is that God rules over all things.
既然他允许发生一切， 必有他独具智慧的目的。
If he ordains all things, then certainly there is a wisdom in all that he allows to happen.
有人会觉得能与众肢体一起捐躯，实在是好的无比。
Everybody will think that this is better than all things.
但为了可能读到这信，所有的挚爱的亲朋和中国广大未归主的人们。我真愿留下来继续侍奉，在这场灾难中，主保守我的心全然安息。还有1900年8月9日，年龄只有27岁的英国牧师 Reverend Annos。在寻道时说，虽然我的生命短促，但我没有后悔来到中国。因为已经成就了主的旨意。唯有主才能救我们。假如主让我用死来荣耀他，请把我看为主前一群带着寻道者冠冕的人。太多太多的为中国寻道的宣教士。他们将自己年轻的生命宣血的种子撒在中国的土地上。即便是他们中许多的人都没有看见种子在中国大地上生长开花和结实。但是他们相信上帝是信实的。主耶稣是那一位亲自播撒天国真理的主。
Jesus is the Lord of that kingdom.
主耶稣是那一位真正的天国的农夫。
And Jesus is that true kingdom farmer.
一切的成就都是主耶稣亲自来完成的。
And all that is accomplished, Jesus himself has accomplished.
只有没有石头，没有荆棘，土质松软的好土才能结出种，才能使得种子生长。
And only those soils without thorns or without stones, only such soil can allow the seed to grow.
可以开花结实。
And it can flower and produce grain.
那撒在好土地的，就是人听得到又领受的。
And that which is sown in good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it.
可以结实是30倍、60倍、100倍，甚至上千倍。
And can bear fruit whether 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，种子撒在好土地里，结出成千上百的果实来。不要以为那个好土地是我们自己预备的，是我们自身的因素带来的。其实一点都不是我们的作为。我们之所以可以成为让种子生长的好土，完全是因为天父上帝亲自的拣选。圣灵上帝的大能亲自所做的松土的预备工作。基督恩典的种子种下去所结的果子。原本在中国这一块硬土地上，但是被上帝圣灵的大能所翻动，让主耶稣所播撒的种子可以在中国的大地上生长。
So that the seed that Jesus sowed in China might grow abundantly.
今天在中国的基督徒已经成为世界上基督徒人数最多的国家。
And the Christians in China are the most populous of Christians in any country in the world now.
就如主耶稣所说的，结实百倍。
As Jesus said, the word grew 100-fold.
天国的道，天国的教会在中国得以建立扩展。
And the kingdom and the church is growing in China.
这一切的一切都是上帝奇异恩典的作为而成就的。
And all this was done through the amazing grace of God.
作为中国基督徒，我们应该感恩珍惜那些殉道者所留下的鲜血。
But as Chinese Christians, we ought to be grateful for all that blood that was spilled by the martyrs.
其实我们更应该感恩的是我们的主。
And more so, we ought to be thankful to our Lord.
因为他为殉道者首先流出了他宝贵的鲜血。
Because even for the martyrs, he first shed his own blood.
他为我们死了，为我们复活了。
He, for our sake, he died and was raised.
那些殉道者不过是跟随了他们的主走了同一条十字架的道路。
And the martyrs but only followed their Lord walking that same path.
同一条通向天国的道路。
It's that same path that leads toward heaven.
同一条通向永恒天国的道路。
That same path that leads to the eternal kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们与那些殉道者一样。蒙了主耶稣同样的恩召。我们有着一样的本质生命。我们的生命也必须是和耶稣基督同死同复活的生命。因为这是唯一一条通向天国的道路。弟兄姊妹，在新的一年里，我们是否有心智，愿意成为那个接纳生命之道的好土？是否愿意存着谦卑的心来全然顺服主的道和主的旨意？成为真正让神的道基督的话语常常在我们的成圣生命中生长。一天天长大开花结实，有30倍60倍100倍。
That it would grow and produce grain and yield 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
让更多的人因着我们在基督里的新生命的见证而认识福音，归向主，将荣耀归于上帝。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，更盼望你在新的一年里，请你常常感恩主耶稣为你成就的所赐的恩典和慈爱。
Constant thanksgiving for the sacrifice and great love of Jesus Christ in your life.
在此思想主耶稣对你的恩召是什么？
And once again, to consider what Jesus is calling is on your life.
在1956年
In 1965,
这个 Jim Elliot 是从 Wheaton College 毕业。
Jim Elliot graduated from Wheaton College.
他们去了厄瓜多尔的原始森林。
And then they went to a tribe in Ecuador.
五位年轻的宣教士不久就被土著人全部杀害了。
And these five young missionaries were killed by these tribes not long after.
他们似乎没有做什么就被杀害了。
And they didn't even do anything but they were already killed.
后来 Jim 的妻子伊丽莎白仍然继续留下来传道。直到那些土著人都归向了耶稣基督。
until all those tribal people then turned to God,
包括杀害他的凶手
including those who had killed her husband.
他的妻子在回忆他的丈夫时说
and then his wife then reflected on what her husband said.
他说他唯一所具有的就是一个顺服谦卑上帝的心。
And then, what he had was a heart that was humble and obedient before the Lord.
他就是跟随了主呼召他的旨意。
And he followed after the will of God and the calling that God has given him.
所以请弟兄姊妹我们每个人都思考神呼召我们的旨意是什么。
Brothers and sisters, let each and every one of us consider what is God's calling on our life.
我们这一年中我们要结的属灵果子是什么？
And in this coming year, what are the fruits that we are to bear, the spiritual fruits?
愿神的话与我们同在。
May the word of God be with us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的救主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你丰盛的恩典。我们蒙你的呼召，原本应当跟从你。顺服你的旨意。将我们的心全摆在你的宝座前。由你来掌管，你丰盛的大能和生命一定会充满我们，使我们能够活出基督的生命来，将荣耀颂赞都归给你，奉救主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。